Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Everybody, and welcome to the worst pre-made ever podcast. We are re-recording this intro because we never introduced anyone. My name is Gabby, and today with me we have Kath.
Hello, how are we doing?
And we have Jake.
Hello.
Who absolutely botched up the intro. Yeah,
this is the third attempt, yeah. I'll point out.
Yep. We've got Ellis.
Hello.
How's it going?
And we've got Alex.
Hi.
Okay, I was about to say, this is a podcast. We need some audio.
You can't just stare into the void.
I can stare and they can just hear me stare. It's
excellent. My deepest apologies for what you're about to listen to, and hopefully next time we will do better. Enjoy!
Okay, bye. Welcome to the worst pre-made ever podcast! We're back. That was an air horn. We're back after, how long has it been since the last one? Like,
Three years?
Yeah, I'd say like 3 years, give or take.
So if you've been waiting all this time on the podcasting channel for 3 years, like, yeah, we're not going to do any more episodes. It is here! It's arrived!
Sitting
we're back!
On the channel.
Yeah,
yes, exactly.
For 3 years.
Doing absolutely nothing.
Just constantly hitting refresh.
Come on, they're going to do it any time now. So yes, welcome back. It's not only on YouTube now. It's also on Spotify and all major and Amazon podcasts.
And it actually is this time, unlike last time.
And Apple Music as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Apple, it's bloody everywhere, because last time we were like, oh, we're going to get it on Spotify. We never actually got around to doing it. Mm. So it is now officially everywhere. So welcome if you're joining us on the audio version on podcasting platforms. This is audio. This is also available in a video version on YouTube. To search youtube.com/WPE podcast. It's something like that, isn't it? And then...
Mate, if you just biff something like that in,
yeah,
just hope that it will turn
Such
up.
It'll find
promotion.
Us. There's not any other ones called Worst Premiered Ever Podcast. And then if you're on the video version and you fancy going out and about and listening to the audio version, then you can just go to your favourite podcasting platform, search WP Podcast, and we'll come right up. Just look for the very good illustrations that Nick has done. Oh, not illustrations, they're 3D renders, aren't they? Right, that's a pretty good preamble.
I've been watching Alex pulling all the faces and all the reactions to you stumbling over shit. It's really funny.
You know, I'm just terrible at doing intros to stuff, but like...
I
couldn't tell.
You were saying, Jake, about there's no one else called Worst Premiered Ever.
Yeah.
And on that note, I just wanted to touch on the fact that apparently we have people trying to scam in our audience now.
What? Get out, you bloody scammers.
That happens on a lot of channels as they get bigger, though. You get those prize. I don't know why.
We've had two, channels. Actually.
Yeah.
We've got two.
Two separate channels.
And how many have you clicked?
Two, actually.
I've only lost £4,000, okay? I really wanted that prize.
Yeah. So yeah. Oh, that's a good thing. We should use this as a PSA to say don't click on the Telegram link.
Or here's one. Just don't click on random links.
PSA, don't do it. But on a very negative but positive note, how cool is it that we're big enough to have people try and scam our audience?
I know, right?
That's so we're cursed.
There. That's when you know you've made... Well,
not really, because I've been scamming them for years. No one's caught me.
I mean, how many times have you changed your name to charity now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's so good. Donate to charity, everybody. It's good, I swear. it's good, I think. But yeah, don't click any of the links that if you see... Like, we won't reply to you in the comments, okay?
Yeah.
Unless it's like a really funny thing, or it's, I don't know, you're famous, then we might do it.
Yeah.
You're not important enough, so we're not going to reply.
No, it's not. Oh, I used to reply to all the comments, like back in the day, but when we're only getting like...
Yeah, but that's like when you get four comments.
Yeah, when you get four comments a video, it's fine. When you get like 400, it's...
A day. It's impossible to reply to them.
You just never know who you're replying to. Mm. And it's difficult now I think, to trust people as much. Because sometimes you get people who take your messages and they'll just edit it in Photoshop and things like that. So, like, you know, I've seen people on the internet do some crazy stuff when talking to content creators.
Yeah, it's why I never reply to, like, if it's, like, stuff about the editing process.
Yeah.
It's like, you can't, like, no matter what you edit that to...
Yeah, so if the question before is how should you do the subtitle thing?
If you put a keyframe in here. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. How do you do this little sort of animation? They changed my response to, well, you're with all the senses.
Can you just do that again? Because I didn't get what they were saying.
Well, I realised that the sort of thing that would get us in trouble, I can't say.
Yeah, you can.
No, well, you can't, because it's like slurs and stuff, isn't it? So
you can't say anything.
Oh, yeah, no, don't.
Wait.
So, Jake, are you telling him to say the slurs?
Yeah,
but no.
That's easy, boss.
Backpedaling.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's the sound of
turn that treadmill on backwards and get running,
and then fall off.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, it's all good. But what would they add? Like just. Like you abusing people and stuff.
Yeah, well, that's what they do. Yeah, or they like. I've seen people like rewrite Discord messages to make it look like they're trying to get nudes off them and things like that.
Yeah, because Discord. Yeah. If you delete something from Discord, it doesn't show as it's been deleted.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty messed up.
So it doesn't show a message has been deleted. It will just get rid of the message. So yeah. Anyone can put anything in that in its place.
Mm-hmm.
But then how do people get around? Like
they go to prison.
They go to prison. Well, there's no defense trial or anything.
Well, all you need to do is take a screenshot of what's going on,
yeah.
Slap that into Photoshop, figure out what the font is that Discord uses, change the background color to neutral, and then just put something in its place. Yep. Boom,
I
easy.
Hope yep, it uses done. Papyrus.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what I miss? Do you remember MSN Messenger?
Oh, yeah,
and you could just like change,
I'll change
Alex already taps
yeah.
out of this conversation.
No, I used it like once
that
or twice.
That wasn't
alive. Yeah. Yeah. But they had MSN Messenger, was it like Plus or something like that? And you could break it so you could, do you remember nudging?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. And I used to sit there for an hour and just nudge the absolute living shit out of my mates back then. So, you know, it was
so good.
Yeah, it was used for bullying.
Speaking of stuff like that, did any of you play Habbo Hotel?
Yes.
Yes.
No, did I?
Goonscape was my social game.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I nearly I don't know if this will make it in the podcast, but we'll say it anyway. I'm pretty sure I nearly got groomed on Habbo Hotel.
That's not surprising.
What?
I am
That's
not
terrifying.
I am
what the
not
fuck?
Even
I do remember almost grooming you that one time.
Oh. Okay. PSA, grooming is not funny. But Jake, you can't just drop something like
well,
that.
This is why I said
like,
it might. Yeah, this is why I said it might not make it in, just in case it does.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
But yeah, there's... what was
you want
so I'm just looking at the nodes.
Grooming maybe needs to be cut.
Yeah, this is, we've got a little document on the side here. Nick's just written in. Grooming maybe needs to be cut.
Well, good. I mean, okay, so it is a personal experience, though. Yeah. So do you... I mean... What, do you want to talk about that, or do you want to move on?
I'll happily talk about it, but just cut it out if it's not appropriate.
Jake, this is a safe space.
Okay. I think it'll be all right, as long as it's
it's not as if we're endorsing it.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Sponsored by...
No, right, oh, Alex, God. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Jake, do you want to...
Yeah, I basically just got asked my penis size on Habbo Hotel by someone...
the size of a thimble.
How old were you?
Oh, I don't know, like 14, 15?
Yeah. Oh my god.
That's so bad.
Break out. That can't be the first thing, like, you first just walking along. Oh, picture penis.
Do you mean like...
Wow.
I don't know if that's considered grooming, because you can just ask people like their penis size. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely inappropriate messaging to a minor. Yeah.
Do you know how old they were?
No. Apparently they're the same age as me, but like looking
back... Oh, yeah, they're going to say that.
Looking back at it now, I'm like, nah, that's definitely
and
not...
And it's just that guy from the fucking... You know that? Oh, do you remember that show when we were younger? And it would be like, I can't remember the name of it. The dude who used to stand in the kitchen, and you'd be meeting up with like a younger person that you'd be messaging online, and then they'd catch you out for it, and then send you to jail.
Oh yeah.
What was that called? That.
To Catch a Predator, I think it was.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on, I need to.
Oh yes. Yeah. To Catch a Predator. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, it wasn't like specifically grooming, I guess, but like it could have ended up in that sphere if it continued and I wasn't tech savvy to get out of there. But it was at like the hotel bar, and I was just like, I have to go now.
At least you responded. Off. I suppose
the thing
were
is,
polite.
This is in Habbo Hotel. I'm also imagining it just happening to you at a hotel bar. You just sat there, someone comes in next to you.
Just sit down.
So,
how big's your penis?
So, yeah, I left. But yeah, it's all good. I'm okay. Look, nothing happened.
I know, but my heart breaks for little 14-year-old Jake, who was just trying to have a good time on Habbo Hotel.
I was just trying to complete the maze rooms, okay? It's quite good doing this offline, just in case.
Is there anything horrible that needs to be cut?
I think it's all fine.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I think. Yeah, I have some pretty horrific memories on Neopets as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you would be hanging out and you'd be playing a game. All of those flash games that they used to have on Neopets. And so obviously, Neopets. If you wrote the word penis into Neopets, you would be insta-banned. So what people used to do is they would sext in leet speak.
Oh,
leet speak?
You know leet speak, like when you replace letters with numbers and stuff.
Oh, right. I didn't know that was called, but yeah.
No, boobs,
yeah.
Like 800.
Yeah, 800.
Yeah. So you would just be like, how big are your boobs? But spell 80085.
Imagine sexting through fucking Neopets.
Yeah.
What the hell? God.
So it was weird because like you had all the chat forums. You'd be on there being like, how do I get more Neo points, please? And then it would be like, boobs.
How big boobies?
800085S.
Yeah,
wait,
it
that
was
eight for boobs.
I shit you not. Neopets was like, in my opinion, the Wild West because you just never knew who you were going to stumble upon. It was it was a weird time.
Yeah, I remember playing on like a 56k modem, and like some of the images sometimes would just take ages to load. So like, you'd never know what the hell was going on. It'd take like a minute for everything to load in.
I remember doing like old bits of homework when you first were allowed to like type your homework instead of having to handwrite it and print it off, and you realize you could put like pictures in as references, but then you'd have to try and download the picture to get it onto your like Word 2003 document or whatever, and it'd be like
The lines.
Like slowly loaded on your page.
Trying to watch porn back in the... Well, look at porn pictures back in the day was wild.
Yeah, like, oh, nose.
Oh, nearly.
Your neck.
Really internet cuts out.
Yeah. Mum goes on the
phone goes off.
Yeah.
Mid-tug.
First episode of the podcast relaunch, and we're already talking about being groomed on Habbo Hotel and porn back in the...
Yeah, exactly. Great. Welcome back, everybody. Yeah, it's like nothing's changed. Yeah,
literally has nothing's changed.
2003 dial-up porn.
Yeah. Also, in the editor's notes, Nick has written, grooming maybe needs to be cut, brackets, at least Gabby's. At least cut Gabby's bit. What's that in reference to?
Because the bit where you went and cut this, Nick.
The bit you complained about.
Yeah.
What? So we're keeping grooming in there then?
Yeah, why not?
It's just a conversation. It's not like we are saying you can cut this bit.
It's a real life thing that actually happens.
Nick just put in there, tell them to stop reading my notes.
Okay, Nick, we'll stop. Sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Told off.
Sorry, Nick. Sorry.
Since we're on social media stuff, something that I read recently, and it's been sort of shoved under the carpet. So apparently this happened like February, March time. I don't know exact. Don't quote me on that. So, you know, obviously Facebook rebranded itself to Meta because it's in the metaverse.
Yeah.
It's like this big thing.
Never understood the meta.
It's like, I was about to give you an anime reference, but you're not going to understand
it. You're not going to get the anime reference.
It's like Tron, but in real life.
Oh.
Right, like bikes and shit.
No, like a digital world to live in. That's the idea.
Why
anyway.
Can't you just live in the real world?
It's dumb. It would make sense if you could have like a full dive type thing where, you know, you could have your senses, feelings and everything in there. But obviously it's just
a bit like
it's going to be like VR chat on steroids.
A bit like Ready Player One.
Yeah, 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 yeah. That sort of thing, yeah.
I think we're a couple of hundred years too early to that.
Obviously, they put a lot of time and a lot of money into it.
And, is this the metaverse we're talking about?
Yeah, the metaverse, yeah.
Okay, sorry, carry on.
But they have shut down their metaverse project after rebranding their entire company to Meta and everything else. The Meta has been slowly but surely, like, pushed under. They have had a division called Reality Labs, which have been basically shuttered.
Right.
Have a guess at how much they've spent in 2 years.
Oh, I think I know this. I actually read it up. It's just on the metaverse.
Can I have
a
complete guess?
Go on. Yeah, I can know the answer. You go.
50 billion.
No, wait. Okay. 69 billion.
Nice.
That's my final answer.
What do you remember?
I read it was like $10 billion. And
so
like,
it was 24 billion.
Oh my god.
Over 2 years. And I think the one that you read was last year, which is 2022, was 13.7 billion on its own.
Oh my god, that's insane.
Where does that money go?
I have no idea. Absolutely
into
no idea.
Into the abyss.
Right into Zuckerberg's pockets.
Oh, yeah,
I think it's like AI plus like funding for AI. I imagine lots of very expensive computers, lots of very intelligent people who charge a fucking fortune for their time.
I don't understand.
Have you seen his mental avatar?
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
dude. It looked crap.
I'll put it in the Discord for you.
Jesus Christ.
Oh yeah.
it looks awful.
It's so bad.
It looks like him. It looks like him in
he
real
looks
life.
Even more like a lizard than he does normally.
I mean there's like a 3D render that we're looking at right now, and that looks better than like the videos that I've seen of the actual meta.
Yeah, 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 definitely.
And that looks awful.
The videos that I've seen look like a game from like 2005, 2006 maybe? Like a free online social media game from that sort of time period.
It looks like when VR first came out and the only games you could play was like you could just like look around a room.
Yeah,
it was like
my favorite game. Looking,
well, that was legit. The only time I've used VR was with something like that. It was during a game jam. There was a guy who was working in BAE, I think, either BAE or Boeing, or you know, one of the big aerospace guys.
Yeah.
He was developing, I think it was military related, but like training stuff with VR. And
right,
he had
it's probably more likely BAE then.
Yeah, he had an early dev kit for the HTC Vive before it had been released to the public. They brought it along right at the end to let everyone have a go. And literally the only thing you could do with it was you could go in there, it had created like a blank open space. It was one of the ones where you could walk, where you actually walked rather than having like the warpy, teleporty thing that others now. So you actually walked in the space. And it's literally, you had your two hands which were floating with the controllers and you could spawn balloons and you could buff them about. And that was it.
Someone say balloons. Yeah. Awesome.
That's
Gabby's
literally
there. She's like, sign me up.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Awesome.
Have you seen RT Games' video on the metaverse?
No.
Not yet.
There is a legit part where they play around with balloons and they spawn them in and stuff.
Right, okay.
And he's like, basically the takeaway of the video was, I can't remember exactly what he said, but he's like, what the actual fuck is this? Because this is essentially what's the chat thing? VR chat. But
VR
like,
chat, yeah. It's bad VR chat.
But it costs about 100,000 times more to develop it.
As soon as someone says anything to do with balloons, it reminds me of, do you remember that Rugrats game on like the PlayStation 1 and you used to run around and pop all the balloons?
Yeah.
Never played it.
Yeah.
I remember seeing it.
Yeah. Basically just that. So, but just to go back a second, we've spent, humanity has spent, what was it, 24 billion on this venture.
The Meta company has spent 24 billion.
Well, yes, but as a species,
not including
their
other stuff.
Someone said this was a good idea.
Yeah,
lizard in charge.
Yeah.
So what now? What happens? So you're telling us that it's just shat the bed and it's shut down.
That's the rumors. Yeah, I don't know. Obviously, I don't know for definite, but
what's this
apparently
article
it's all been shut up shop.
Mark Zuckerberg quietly buries the metaverse.
That's it, yeah.
But if the metaverse owns Facebook now.
No,
Meta is still
it was
the
just
same
a rebrand.
Company.
Yeah, so right. Meta owns Facebook, Meta owns Instagram, Meta owns WhatsApp,
it's
and
like,
also the metaverse.
Yeah, it's like Alphabet, being
it's to Google.
Google.
Okay.
It's just an umbrella name. It's not like also I think was it Facebook who has made sold GIF? Yeah. So as an aside, I just remembered something else that I read. This is happening at the same time. So Facebook bought Giphy, if you know right. what that is.
Yeah.
It's the GIF, the little platform that allows you to put animated GIFs into things like Twitter and Discord and all loads of other social media platforms. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So Meta bought Giphy for like $400 and something million, $500 million, give or take. I can't remember the exact figures. I haven't got it up. And then the UK Competitions Authority was like, no, bad, bonk, you've got to sell it, because obviously that meant they could stop other social media platforms from using animated GIFs.
Oh,
because they own GIF, because Meta owned Giphy. So they were forced to sell it. So they owned it for 3 years and then were forced to sell it. They sold it for $49 million after spending nearly half a billion on it.
Ooh,
oh my god,
that is a loss.
Yeah,
that is. Yeah,
it's brutal.
It's like Meta are just really good at wasting money. Like.
Yeah, they've done a fantastic job at burning through money.
Yeah, they own Facebook. Everyone knows the worst social media platform to ever exist, ever will exist.
In your opinion?
No, it's not my opinion.
Well, no, because we have to include that.
No. I know, but it's
fact. And it's not in my opinion, because in my opinion, the worst one that's ever been created is TikTok.
Oh, I see.
Okay. That one's interesting, because I think there's a lot of information to potentially back that one up.
Mm. Yeah, that's why there's a lot of, especially on the algorithmic side of things. I think it's probably the most toxic thing I've ever read, because it is purposefully manipulative.
That's TikTok, mm-hmm. not toxic.
Yeah.
Hey. The one thing that I experienced with TikTok, and I found it really hard to self-regulate when scrolling all that stuff, is just like I would wake up the next day with something akin to a hangover. And I realized it's almost like this dopamine hangover where you're so used to like watch a video, bad. Oh, that one's interesting. Okay. And so you get stuck on this thing, like looking for the next hit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically like gambling for entertainment.
It's literally intrinsic in TikTok's design, which is why I hate it so much.
Yeah. And something that's making me really frustrated now is because I've tried to remove it from my life. Is that you can't go onto any other social media platform without them having integrated some form of TikTok,
mm-hmm.
shorts, reels, and like it does my fucking head in, man.
Yeah, it drives me mad.
It's horrible. I genuinely loathe it.
But the thing is that I can't stop myself if it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Well, that's the problem. That's the reason why I dislike it. I don't you know, if people want to post crap 30-second videos of them being a complete tit on whatever platform, go for it. Knock yourself mm-hmm. out.
Yeah.
The problem I have is with the underlying manipulation to addict people to it. That's my, same issue with loot boxes, with gambling adverts, etc., etc. Mm-hmm. It's all about they want to get as much as they'll say. No. We don't want people addicted. We'll put restrictions on so people can put restrictions on themselves. Of course it.
I'll give you a really good comparison is dating sites. Because as much as people use them to meet people, they are designed to keep you using them.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never had experience.
No, I've never
they're
used
not
them,
designed so. For you to actually ever like properly form something from it. They're,
right, okay.
They're designed to get you to... That's why they lock everything behind a paywall. Decent about them.
Oh. Okay, I could see that.
Yeah.
I have no experience.
They're probably quite similar to the swiping mechanic that's in TikTok, because they kind of feed you like every 4 or 5 videos they'll give you like a good one, and it's that action of like pot, like the next swipe might get you a good video that you're gonna like, and it's the
might get you a hot bird.
Yeah, they'll put out like they'll give you 4 or 5 people who are just like obviously not to your taste, which in to your perspective would be like unattractive. For example, you know, say you found people like myself or like Kath or whatever with piercings and whatnot incredibly unattractive. They would put those people for people who looked like that, who had those traits that you are not swiping for, together, and then give you the one person at the end of that group who you are of the type of person that you are swiping for.
Yeah,
same as the 4 bad videos, 1 good video.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then do they lock the people away that like that would be that you would go for behind the paywall? They don't.
No, they can. Some of them do. So I won't name any, but there's one specific one. Basically, you've got the regular, you know, yes, no. But then if you go over to like the next page, you get like a list of 10, and obviously they're all amazing, but you get one, like, I'll call it a super like, you get one for free every week, and these people are like, they're like the cream of the crop. They look, you know, in your
they fit your taste perfectly, sort of thing. Yeah,
you can like one, unless you pay for more of these super likes, which are like £2 for one super like.
Yeah. What?
Or, I say super.
That's like. Crazy, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've had experiences on dating apps before, and I think there's something to be said about the apps themselves and the way that they try and hook you into using them. And there's also something to be said about the people who usually, not everyone, usually tend to be on there, because I have met my fair share of sociopaths on those apps.
I can imagine.
And
I can
shit
imagine.
You not.
I'm feeling called out right now.
Well, No. Okay. Look, this is going to be a podcast, and anyone and their fucking dog can make a podcast nowadays, right? So all of this shit talking means nothing. We have no experience in anything, but I swear to fucking God, if you're one of those people who writes in their bio of a dating app that your hobby is coffee, your interest is coffee, you better be a fucking
coffee roaster, like, or like a manufacturer.
Barista. You better make fucking coffee and love it for a living, because the amount of people, it's like, so my interests are coffee and going for walks, and I'm like, and
go
what
fuck
and what anything else?
Gabby,
I really like water and air.
in one of mine, I used to my interests. Coffee is in
that.
The problem is,
get a grip.
No, the problem with it is that a lot of the interest, they're not, there's too many, but there's also like not enough that I can relate to. Like, where's
can you not write them in manually yourself? They like,
no, they're all pre.
Take it from like a list.
Yeah. Oh, for.
What the heck?
No, the thing is, it's food. Like the category it's in is food and drink, and you've got coffee, beer, bubble tea, fish and chips, foodie, gin, pizza, Sunday roast, sushi, sweet tooth, tea, vegan, vegetarian, whiskey, wine. Like, if I put whiskey, I'm an alcoholic.
Exactly. What the fuck? That's insane. So, what else do they have on there? Is that just drinks and food?
Pet.
Or?
No, let's go pets.
That's all you can have.
The first one, beekeeping. But that's
what?
Not what birds, cats,
have,
dogs.
Who the fuck's gonna have beekeeping as their like as one of their hobbies?
But if you have like
genuine beekeeper.
The thing is, in this pet sector, there's not even like a horse, so you can't even say you're a horse girl.
There's no horse. To be fair, shout out to all the whores. All the whores.
Shout out to all the whores out there.
Keep it up.
No, all the horse girls. Sorry, it's the Scottish accent made that one a bit of a tumble.
Whores.
All the horse girls who every school ever, you know, you are iconic and we all know who you are. And that to me, just like, were you a horse girl, Kath?
Oh,
Kath,
no.
Did you used to like go down the hallway pretending that you would trot? Maybe?
So good. And did he have a long...
In my defense, I did actually horse ride like every week. So you were the horse girl.
Was a literal horse.
Yeah,
girl.
You would be like horse riding. Did you have horsey magazines?
Holy
shit!
Why do you think I still collect My Little Pony?
Oh my god!
It ties into that.
It all makes sense now.
And like any sort of like movie that came out that was like fantasy related that had horses, I had to collect the figures
for
the horses.
Spirit
so,
the
like,
horse.
When all the Lord of the Rings films came out, I had like Acephaloth, Shadowfax, Brego, like I had all of the fucking horses from
but none
Lord
of the actual
Rings.
Characters.
Yeah. I was like, nah, fuck the rest of it. Like I think I probably had like I know I had Acephaloth with Arwen and Frodo who like actually fit onto Acephaloth during like the when they ran away from the Ring Race and Fellowship of the Ring. So they were like shaped to like fit on the horse and stay there. But yeah.
Fucking hell. Oh,
I distinctly remember in primary school, there was a specific horse girl. And the only things I can really recall about it, her mum had one arm.
That's not relevant. That's the only thing I recall.
Completely unrelated.
I know.
But it's weird how you like how your memory does that, isn't it? Like,
yeah, exactly. Well, I think as a kid, you must find that so fascinating because you're like, I don't understand what's happening here.
Yeah.
You're trying to piece it together. That's really interesting because I think as a kid, we all go through phases of either collecting or being fascinated with stuff. And so. Okay, so Kath was a horse girl. I have to slow
horse
that
and
sentence
horse mythology.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. And Ellis was Persian rugs and...
No.
Warhammer.
No. If we're talking like the like in-school type of sessions when we're younger, it's always been military history.
It's always been
How
military history.
How old were you when you got interested in military history?
Oh, young. Like,
oh, man.
I was
so
back
good.
Way... Way
he was born
when.
With a general cap on.
I was like a 3-year-old being like, fire to be so.
No, like what? Like way back when I used to have like all the sort of classic green and tan little plastic Iron Men and things like that. You know the
oh, like from Toy Story.
So I'd like used to like do big battles and stuff with those, and then had like, we had a huge collection of really old school like 80s and 90s like Action Men stuff.
Mm.
And from there, I sort of started getting into the, you know, 40K and all the sort of more sci-fi stuff. And then at that time, I was old enough then to start reading sort of younger people's books to do with World War II. So there's a particular series. I've been trying to remember for the life of me what it was. But if any of you have read it, you'll recognize it. They had the character was called John Smith, and it was multiple different stories set in each sort of sectors of the war. So there was stuff in the Pacific, stuff in the desert, stuff in the over like Battle of Britain, all that sort of thing. And it was like a 200-page book that was like designed to explain what happened from a first person point of view, but for like, you know, 9 to 13 or so.
We had such different childhoods.
So that's I started reading those. That was also the point where I'd gotten into doing, like, building airfix and stuff. So I was building Spitfires and Lancasters and all that sort of thing in small scale. My dad was taking me to Duxford to go and watch air shows and things like that.
Eris.
Yep.
Did you ever play a game? By a company called Talonsoft. Does that ring any bells?
Yes.
And there was like, what was it? It was the
excitement in his voice.
It was like the Napoleonic War game. It's like a hex grid strategy game. And
so
there was one.
All the games that I used to play were hex based. Hex based stuff.
Hang on a second. I'm just going to Google it now.
Are you talking about the Battleground series?
Yes. Yeah, I was so good. So
I never played the Battleground series. The reason why I recognised Talonsoft is because they did Hidden and Dangerous, third person. World War II based game.
Eastern Front 2 was like the game that I used to play because my dad was really into like painting soldiers and stuff as well, similar to you. And he used to have that one. And there was also Talonsoft Eastern Front 2, which is really old school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I used to like driving all the cars and stuff around like the city hexes because they could go really fast. Because if you drive them over grass, they'll take
ages. More time, yep.
And then there was also the Napoleonic one as well in the same thing. So I was like, maybe Ellis has played that. Yeah.
No. So I was playing Panzer General.
Oh, okay, cool.
Which is it's another hex-based one, but it's I can't even remember who made that. But yeah, that's the one that was like
Talonsoft.
I just remembered, Jake, the story you told me earlier on today.
I
thought, considering what you just mentioned, it might be a funny narrative to tell these guys. Maybe
you have like something that happens to you in real life, and that the memory of that happening takes you back to something that happened in your childhood.
Mm.
I think I was just laying on the bed or something. And Gabby was like just tapping my tummy or something. Like something just completely innocent and non-sexual before any of you make any jokes. I just had this like flashback, and I was like, because I thought like, it'd be really painful if Gabby just moved her hand down and she just punched me in the dick.
Why would I do that? It's not something that I do on a daily basis.
It was like a reverse intrusive thought. So I was like, okay, that'd be painful. And then I had a flashback. Then I had a flashback to when I was about 7, and I remember I asked my dad, can I stay on the computer? Because I'd used up all my computer time for the week, because apparently that's what that's what happened when I was a child, limited to 2 hours a week.
Yeah, same.
Oh, God.
And then he punched you in the dick.
No. And then he said, oh, no, you can't go on it. I got really angry because I was like an emotionally unregulated child, and then just punched him in the dick instead. And then
walloped his dad in the nads,
and then I just had a flashback to that, and I completely forgotten about it until it happened. Like, I haven't had a thought about that memory until like this morning. So it's like,
fuck it out,
a good like 25 years later.
Ooh. Amazing.
Exactly. You need to talk to your dad about it and be like, dad, how did you feel when I punched you in the balls?
I don't think he'll remember it, to be honest, but I can give it a go.
Ask him and come back next like in a few podcast time and give us an update on what he said.
I know, because can you imagine just being an adult and you're like, I have my kid, I love him so much, and for his benefit, I must regulate his computer time to make sure he doesn't get addicted, and it's like, fuck you, dad! Wallop in the dick!
Yeah, exactly.
Reason number 4024 why Ellis doesn't want kids.
Yeah. Punches you in the dick.
Yeah. Oh, he doesn't need kids. I'll do that.
Save it for Centre Park. Shit.
Yeah, he might be into that.
We'll find a quiet moment.
Quiet moment.
It won't be quiet once you get punched in the balls.
No, I know.
Slot it into the schedule.
Oh, God. Yep. Yes. So do you have any, like,
archery?
Intrusive like childhood stuff that you remember doing as a child, and then you're like, oh God, that was dumb, wasn't it? The fuck did I do that?
So when I was starting to hit sort of puberty, it's probably like, for me it was quite early, so probably about 10, maybe 9, when I started to really, really grow. I especially in the summer when it got hot, I would sweat so much, like you could actually wring my sheets the next night.
Oh my God.
Wow. Like they'd come off. I ended up having to get one of those like waterproof match protectors to stop my mattress from rotting, because it was just every night you could I was literally changing the bed every night, because it'd come
I've
out
heard
and
that
it'd
happens
be
like
complete...
to guys especially. You just hit an age and then it's like sweat glands activate.
I literally grew, I think, about a foot over a summer.
Do you have, Ellis, those stretch marks that go across the back?
I do, and I also have crippling back pain because of it.
Right, I was going to say, because I've known a couple of guys throughout my life who, like, I thought there was, like, whiplashes on their back to begin with, but it's because they've gone through such intense growth spurts.
Yeah, so I've got them not only horizontally, but I've also got, like, very faint now, they used to be much more vivid. Lightning strike style scars down my back.
Yeah. Wow.
Because I got shingles, proper full blown shingles when I was, because my mum had chicken pox when she was pregnant with me, so I got all the antibodies for chicken pox. And if you don't get chicken pox, you basically get shingles.
Shingles was like a ye oldie type thing.
No. Shingles basically you get if you don't get chicken pox. And it was brutal.
Wow.
And you can imagine, so imagine like your skin, it's really difficult. So you imagine if your skin is like a towel, right? And every little tip of the towel that you brush past is like a nerve ending. And every time anyone like brushes it, all of those little tips feels like someone's hammering a nail into your back.
Oh
my God. Holy shit.
So you put on a t-shirt and as it rolls down your back, it just feels like all the way down because your nerve endings are on fire. But I've actually got scars on my back where the nerves have died.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So like the name shingles sounds exactly how you just described it. Mm-hmm. As like an onomatopoeic experience.
Yeah, it's horrible.
So
it's
how long
really
did you
horrible.
Have that for?
I don't remember for definite. So I got it when I was 13.
Yeah.
13, 14. I was in Malvern College at the time. So I was in boarding school when I got it.
Right. Which makes it worse, because how are you meant to recover from that in boarding school?
Yeah, well, you just had to. I just had to not go to school for a week. I think it was about a week that it lasted.
Ah, jeez.
That sounds like hell.
How are you supposed to lie down then?
You lie on your front. You hope that it doesn't. Luckily for me, it was just on my back.
Ah, okay, yeah.
I didn't have it anywhere else. It was just my back. So if I basically lay on my front, didn't put a shirt on or whatever,
yeah,
then it was all right. But
I just imagine some of the boys thinking it would be a laugh just to be like running and fucking happy slap the shit out of your back.
That did happen.
Oh no,
they hit me, did it with towels.
Because it is like private. It's like boarding school, like Lord of the Flies when the lights are out type thing. Like you have like tribunals as punishment.
Did you have to have sex with a pig's head at any point?
No, I did not. And
God.
No, that's what David Cameron did.
Supposedly. That was allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah, we know it happened.
And university, I think.
Yeah, it's university. on weekends, they got a bit stupid at night, but during the week, it's usually fine because we're all fucking naked.
Right, okay.
But on the weekends, when you don't have much to do, well, we did do school on Saturday until 4 p.m.
Nothing scares me more than teenage boys.
Like, they are a weird breed.
They're unpredictable.
They're unpredictable, and like, they just all hang outside of Sainsbury's, and like, you know, you're walking into the supermarket, and just teenage boys, they'll hang out in a group, and they'll just watch you while you go by, and it is like the scariest thing. Maybe like, you know, creepy full grown men are scarier if you're out and they're following you around, but like, just it's the hordes that they move in that scare you.
I'll tell you something, something scarier than teenage boys is teenage girls.
I suppose it's like
well, the same thing, but like
they're not as like teenage boys. They're more out there. They're more.
You know that they're threatening you.
Yeah. Teenage girls, it's sort of like, they're probably going to say something and then start all like giggling and, you know.
Mental insecurity.
Yeah, yeah. The teenage boys, it's either they'll just stare at you or they'll stab you. The teenage girls, they'll either stare at you or they'll completely destroy your self-confidence.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And start rumours and then rip your life apart.
Boys will destroy you in the short term. Girls will destroy you in the long term.
They got some plans.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, teenagers in general, just like, what a time.
I was a complete cock when I was a teenager.
Oh, we all were. Yeah. I don't know anyone who goes through puberty and like is okay from that experience.
Well, I was fine. I was pretty good until 17. And then...
What happened at 17?
I just got absolutely sick of boarding school.
Fair enough.
Is it like when Kevin and Perry, you know, when Kevin has his 13th birthday, it's like he's jumping up and down all excited as soon as he hits 13? Such a brilliant clip. You should find it.
I don't know.
So good.
Yeah.
Well, that show probably hasn't aged well.
Yeah, now we're on the topic of the youth again. I'm gonna do a circle back to TikTok.
Oh yeah.
It's been banned in Montana.
Hey.
Oh, as in so, the like, state.
Yeah.
Cool. Not as in Hannah Montana.
That's interesting.
It's been banned in the entire state.
How do they regulate that statewide?
I have no idea. I think I'm guessing if your phone is in the state of Montana, then you will not be allowed to download it, and the website will be blocked. And because I don't know if you know, but like most, oh God, I'm going to get brutalized in the comments for this, I know, but in a very basic term, a download link or things like that can just be a web URL. So you can type in a web URL and it'll download something. So in all reality, all web addresses are just pointing to different places on a server. Yeah. Same with a download thing. So you basically just block access to that link between the download.
So what if you already have it?
Device.
They actually
said if you already have it, then they can't legislate to make you uninstall it, but they can legislate to stop you from downloading it.
No, it's
not going to work, but...
It's been banned, but not until the 1st of January next year.
What happens when, like, so let's say you're in Montana, you're like, I'll just nip over the border, install TikTok in the neighbouring state, and then come back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. It's all on your phone, so it's fine. Yeah. It's daft. But...
Genius.
Yeah. In a sense, it's similar to the whole abortion thing, because you can just go to a different state, do it, and then come back.
It's a bit more difficult with that, though, because there are state legislations and healthcare things and insurance stuff that makes it way more complicated, which is why
they all need to talk to one another.
In the principle.
Yeah, the principle, it's...
The very very, very basic, ignoring a load of different complications.
Yeah.
And you can just uninstall it. It's fine. Yeah. And then, like, yeah, it's exactly
but
the same.
But yes, in the thing of that it's just banned in that particular state rather than everywhere. And also, I will clarify as well that it's not just on government phones. It's for everyone. Most governments now have banned it on, like, government-issued phones.
Yeah.
It's actually just straight up, like, banned for anyone to install on their own devices in Montana.
I don't know how I feel about stuff like that, because it's conflicting, because I personally am struggling with stuff like regulating myself for watching content.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I still feel like that, obviously it depends on the reason why it's been banned, e.g. like put an asterisk here about needs more evidence and information. But, you know, if it's just about freedom of content sharing, why is that being done?
Yeah.
Censorship, you know, in a way, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, if it's your business to go and watch TikTok for 5 hours a day, then that's your business. But I suppose it depends on whether or not that information is being shared to other third parties that...
Which it is, guaranteed.
They don't want them being shared to.
Holy shit. So,
yeah, but I just saw the update.
Oh, no, I was just talking about the fine you get.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That Nick just updated for us. Yeah, it's not us. It's not the user.
Oh, it's
the company.
Okay, got it. Because, because if their reasoning is the Chinese Communist Party, basically they say the CCP is using the TikTok to spy on Americans, violate their privacy, and collect personal, private and sensitive information is well documented.
Yes.
That is a legit reason to ban a software if it's in the public of national, if it's in the interest of national security.
Yeah. It does look like five TikTok content creators have filed lawsuits against Montana's government in an attempt to overturn that.
And that's not surprising. This they're
arguing that the law is unconstitutional violation of free speech rights.
Yeah, I am not.
Who knows?
We are not American lawmakers or understand American law.
I don't think Americans understand American law.
I have a degree in American lawmaking. Yeah, so.
Fair enough. I would assume that national security concerns Trump's. Everything.
Trump.
Trump.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So Nick's just updated saying that any entity that's offering it to be downloaded, so an app store or TikTok itself inside Montana, they will add a $10,000 fine per day for every time someone has offered the ability to download it.
Wow.
Oh, that's crazy.
That's really interesting. Do you know what's weird as well is that recently, since coming off of TikTok, and going on to things like, this was my issue with TikTok, right? Is that I would be using it and I wouldn't consent to the video I was about to watch, right? So if you're on YouTube and you go to click on a video, you know that, okay, cool, that's funny animated video. Excuse me. Yeah, you're like, okay, cool, animated video. That's what I want. I'm going to click it. I remember scrolling through eating breakfast on TikTok and a video came up of a doctor or scientist showing the community a cadaver and showing people what the different layers of human skin did after you died.
Oh, God. Yeah,
and I was just like, what the fuck? Like, I'm just trying to eat eggs. I did not consent to this.
Yeah.
And later on, probably another a week or two later, I was sitting at the table and then a video on colonic irrigation came up and it was not showing the ass, but there was a tube and it was like, so if you just look really closely here, we can see that is the obstruction from the bowel that is being moved through the tube. I was watching someone shit leave their body and fly off into the void.
Did you have a nasty shit at any point with your phone, Nick? Because it probably could hear it. it probably does. Because it does do that. It can listen to what you're doing.
Means they've built in a grunting algorithm actually into the app. So sounds like a bad shit grunt.
Well, okay, if you think about it, I've always got my phone on me when we're streaming, and the amount of times we talk about shit when we are live. It makes sense.
I did wonder actually how long it would take us in the first episode of this podcast to get to the topic of poo, because it comes up
every
so
time,
frequently.
Every episode. Someone start a counter from day dot, and every time
how
we talk about shit.
Poo turn up?
God. Oh, there you go. There's
add
one.
It to the list.
Along with every other episode we've ever done of anything.
Yeah, the concerns about TikTok, I get at least government wide, whilst they'll say it's to do with you know, protecting people from addicting algorithms, all that sort of thing. And the main thing is that it's a very easy way for bad actors to push propaganda without people realizing it.
100%. Because if you're the Chinese government and you basically want to get the economic edge on America, say, or something a bit more sinister, like I don't know, push like anti-American propaganda onto people's phones to then swing an election in China's best interest. That is like very, very easily doable.
Well, I mean, it literally happened on Facebook for the Brexit vote.
I was about to say, it's not just in regards to China here. You know, it's anyone who wants to pick up that social media platform. In regards to the actual law, for sure, I can see how that would be tied in.
TikTok specifically, because it's part owned by the Communist Party, is but social media in general is...
I think it's like why my biggest thing in life is learning like how to critically think. It is so important that people learn how to do that and like check where that information came from, check where that information relates to in the context of how that information was found, like not taking stuff for face value, including this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything is citation needed.
Yeah.
Did you
100%?
Did you see any of the March 23 hearing of the House Energy and Commerce Committee between the CEO of TikTok and Board of Americans?
Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
No.
What do they do, sorry?
No, but you know, they were basically accusing being owned by, controlled by Chinese government and all that, and they kept calling him Chinese. He's not, he's from Singapore.
Mm. Oh, for fuck's sake.
But they just kept, and I mean, I know he probably has to say it, but he does say ByteDance is not owned or controlled by the Chinese government. It's a private company, which it is, but it probably, off record, the Chinese government probably does have access. On the record,
the Chinese government, 100%. The Chinese government can access, so any private in inverted commas company in China can be co-opted by the CCP to do anything that it wants. It's part of the laws and legislations for them creating a company inside China. Their argument was that ByteDance has ByteDance USA and then ByteDance China, with ByteDance USA being owned by, as a subsidiary of the Chinese version. But, and they were like, right, we do not share information between the US branch and the Chinese branch. It is all kept in the US. 3 weeks later, US people's information found on Chinese server. Shocker.
What?
Right? Yeah.
You are joking. So,
oh no, sorry, he's chief executive of TikTok.
Yeah. Alex, your lights just went pink.
Yeah, then they've just changed to pink.
Is that intentional?
It looks lovely.
No, what have you done with the place?
Controls there. Hold on. What was it?
I think it was green.
Green.
Oh, oh, look
changed,
at that.
I think it's changed side.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Yeah, just putting some mood lighting on there.
Yeah.
I did not touch that.
I liked it. I felt like it was transitioning from serious podcast to stripping.
Well, if you want, I could absolutely screw it up by doing this.
Ooh.
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 Yeah, double.
I've got to do an audio description for the people listening on podcast.
Alex is his clothes off. He's now showing everyone his penis.
That's not happening.
He's got flashing lights.
Oh my god, it's got a rave mount.
Yeah.
Rave mount. Holy
Did
shit.
You say rave mount?
I got so excited I couldn't get the sentence out properly.
Rave mount.
Oh, there we go. I wish mine did that. Mine's just like.
I think yours does do that.
Look, this is what mine does.
You can't do this, guys. Oh. People on the audio can't see any of this.
Jake, I'm just turning my lights on and off.
Jake, you have to press jump. You press jump.
Wait, jump. I don't have a jump button on.
Oh, do you not have the same one?
No, mine's different. I've got flash or fade.
You bought the shit one.
If you press flash, it will probably do it.
Okay, here we go.
No, right, put your penis away. What are you doing?
What amazing.
This isn't Habbo Hotel.
Content.
I know, yeah. They're talking about lights. Oh, man.
Yeah, but if they want to know what happened,
watch the video on YouTube.
It's not worth it.
It's what? It's not worth
it. Not worth transitioning over if you're already watching it on the, if you're already listening to it.
Literally just faces.
Yeah, you're literally moving over for some faces and some flashing lights. You're fine.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, but they might.
But if you like faces and flashing lights, then why not?
Fair. Why not head over to the Fallout 76 cash store?
Yeah.
There will be people who jump over just to insult us. You know that, right?
Oh, exactly. By the way, your podcast is shit. Get the fuck off the front page.
Anus is prepared.
I don't think it'll be about the podcast. The people who will insult us will likely do it about appearances.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. I mean, it's that comment from Jake was just an example of someone who was so confident in himself that he was like, "Oh, they didn't stop the podcast. Like,
they won't even look at my hairband."
Wait, which comment? Sorry,
the one you make when people will come over and insult the podcast.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
It's not funny if you have to explain the joke.
Yeah. No. Sorry, I wasn't. Sorry. Yeah, I understand now.
Paying attention.
No, I was. I was just confused about what you meant.
To be fair, I get it. Neither.
Yeah, I think it's just, look, there's always going to be people on there, online anywhere that will just say anything's shit or, like, you look shit or, like, just, here's a message to all those people, yeah? Fuck off. We don't care. Like, you're wasting your energy, dudes.
So Ella's just, like, flipped off the camera, but if you're listening...
Oh, yeah, I just made it. I'm sorry.
It's just him going...
There you go, bully boy.
It's a massive waste
of
time.
Put your energy into some counselling or something, mate.
It's not actually,
I don't think, like, it used to be an excuse, like, people, they do it to make themselves feel better.
Yeah.
Do they? Or are they just fucking bored?
I think they're probably bored, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think anyone's been like, oh, God, I feel so much better after putting people down for no reason on the internet. Like, I'd feel worse, dude. I'd feel fucking terrible.
I mean, I wouldn't feel anything. I'd probably just have a drink or something.
Well, like an Alco drink or...
Alco drink, yeah.
An Alco pop.
An Alco
pop with the boys.
To be fair, that's WKD the first...
WKD with the lads.
Yeah. The first time I got drunk, it was on, I want to say Smirnoff Ice.
Yeah, me too.
It was either Smirnoff Ice or what's the other one? There's like
WKD.
I think it was Smirnoff Ice. It was a house party. I went there with like six bottles, and by the end of it, I was sat on the wall waiting. My dad's picked me up, just like
by the end of the second one.
Oh, I didn't throw up. No.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, I did. I definitely did.
Someone got pushed into a pond though. That was funny.
Oh, God.
Nice. Was it you who pushed them?
No.
Someone fell into a pond. Oh,
someone drowned after someone forced them into the pond.
Oh, God. No, I do wish, though, that the first time that I got drunk, it was on Smirnoff Ice, because I had these atrocious drinks. Actually, do you have them over here? Purple
burglar alarm?
Purple burglar alarm.
No, fuck off. Purple is it guana?
Guana.
I think they have guana.
Purple guana.
Purple guana.
How do you spell it?
Purple.
No, I know how to spell purple. That's
and
fine.
And then G-O-A-N-N-A.
G-O-A-N-N-A.
Guana. No, we don't have that.
Okay, it's fucking horrific.
It's key. It's definitely like
asterisk, in my opinion.
Purple guana is genuine poison, is the first fucking article.
Where did you read that?
I just read purple guana. The first one from critic.co.nz is purple guana is genuine poison.
It's a mixture of paint. Oh, sorry, it's a mixture of sugar, paint thinner, and something weirdly metallic.
Sorry,
purple guana is mankind laughing in the face of God.
Yeah. Can I just say no? It just said with the deep purple hue of the liquid, one would assume it would be grape flavored. It's not even close. It's just purple flavor.
Yeah, I was, yeah. Tasting notes.
It tastes like purple.
Hang on. Tasting notes. Purple. Pairs well with hard drugs, ballet dancing, yelling at children, passing out with your pants still on. Froth level far too high to be safe. Taste rating 1.5 out of 10.
Oh, yes, 100%.
Gabby, what's Tui?
Tui's a beer.
So apparently, it says here, for the incredibly brave and or stupid... the editor tells the tale of the mythical Tuatara, served exclusively in the CDS Gisborne bars. 50% Tui, 50% Purple G.
Honestly? Shout out to Gizzy! Shout out to Gizzy! You made it on the first episode!
It just sounds like Snakebite, but even worse.
Honestly, it wasn't good. The first time I got drunk. It was under a bridge, drinking purple G's in the pissing rain. Nice. Underaged, I might say.
It was under a bridge.
Yeah, oh, mate, I had a...
Classy.
My childhood was not great. So, yeah, but no one fell in a pond, so there was that.
There
was,
they were falling in a river, though.
No comment. No comment on that one. When you were in New Zealand, Jake, what did you drink when you were going to parties?
Milk.
Yeah, just straight up milk.
Took a pint
no,
of milk
I drank... yeah, just Alco Pop, Smirnoff Ice Black, 7%, because I'm hardcore. Yeah.
Oh, the Smirnoff Ice Black was really... That was the cloudy
yeah,
one, wasn't it?
I used to actually like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did
it's
like
really,
it.
It was really quite nice.
But then,
do they
yeah,
still sell it now?
Mm, yeah. I went to a party once, drank like three of them, and then, like, actually legit three. I was like 16 or something like that. And then, yeah, just got like absolutely like really, blasted. Really drunk. I needed to be sick.
Well, I mean, that's then, not surprising. There's like, well, 7%. There's like, the bottles not, are a litre, aren't they? Normally?
Yeah.
They're litre bottles or 750
like,
mil?
No, no, like...
litre, something like that.
No, no, the ones, like, I was... It was pathetic.
Oh, you were on the 330
like, 330
right,
mils.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
But like, it's still quite a lot, 7% yeah. when like, oh, you're 16, strong, you know? Yeah. And you yeah. haven't... You know, not used to drinking.
PSA, underage drinking's not the one.
Yeah,
don't
do it,
guys.
Stupid. It'll stunt your brain development.
We look at Jake.
It would explain a lot about me.
If we just go circle back all the way to WKD and Smirnoff Ice itself, if you went to like a proper like party or you went out and you bought Smirnoff Ice or WKD, the looks you would get, like, what are you drinking? Always, but it's the reason it's so good is it tastes nice. It's better than yeah. beer. But you, if you drank it in public, you would get looks of just.
I would debate
no,
that,
you
better than, that it tastes better than beer because I
oh,
like
no,
beer.
Oh, no, 100%.
I did know someone, though, who got drunk after one Smirnoff Ice. It was really funny.
Was that you?
No, no, it was one of my friends who'd never drunk at the time. And he was like, he got, I think he got to like 21 or something. And he never had a drink. And yeah, he had a Smirnoff Ice in a pub, but he was absolutely smashed.
But they do, they taste really nice.
Yeah, they do. That's what they. That's what they. Yeah, it's all marketed nope. to be nice, isn't it?
Yeah, mm. yeah, but, and it's marketed for binge drinking, which is not good.
Yeah, it's marketed for 18 plus.
So imagine you... having an advert promoting binge drinking.
It's pretty much what I was doing a minute ago.
No, it was the complete. I literally said the complete opposite. I said, don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah, but how do you know it's not reverse psychology? You know, don't drink the alcohol. You won't have a good time.
All right, guys, that's enough for this podcast for this week. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back. No, it's terrible.
All right, guys.
That's enough. I love the term that's enough.
That's enough.
Too much fun.
Yeah. See you next week.
And this is the perfect way to end it. It's us arguing about how to end it and then just fade into the music.
I guess we want people to like send in funny shit on the Reddit for us to read out because we didn't get to read our funny news stories, which we'll probably do.
Well, we got through a couple. I tried to circle back and get a couple of them.
Oh, no, what I'm saying is we should do those next week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There is one. So.
Should we read
out
a meme comment maybe once per episode?
Oh, yeah, we could go through the meme.
Meme comment. Of the week!
Meme of the week!
This
yeah.
week's
meme comment,
meme
of
comment
of the week.
Was.
So we should just explain what we mean by this. Because basically. Oh, did.
Okay, no? Well, the TLDR okay. is that on our work Discord, we have a chat specifically dedicated to meme comments we receive by the community. And that's meme, M-E-M-E, not mean comments, although
oh,
a lot of them can
similar.
Be.
Oh,
well,
most of the time it is meme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the time they're fucking
most,
savage.
Most is brutal.
So the name has been blanked out on this one.
Yeah.
I'm the first comment
oh, yeah,
we
yeah,
have yeah. says... Came here from Xbox, YouTube, being unable to comment through the app to tell you your content is shit. Improve it. Literally offensive on how bad it is. Unfunny. Uninteresting. Shit happens literally every game being made out to be rare occurrences. I hope this ain't what all your content is, or you better pray the world never runs out of 12-year-olds subbing on their parents' account.
I forgot about that.
One of my favorite comments you've ever
so
had.
Good.
Because they stopped watching on their console
yeah.
and then booted up YouTube, so then
yeah.
opened up the video
us.
Again on their phone or on their computer and then typed it out. Just they would, we pissed them off that much.
Yeah.
I take such pride
Amazing.
In that.
Yeah, good. Good job, everyone. Well done.
Oh, fire. So good.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So thank you for that.
Yeah, cheers.
Yep.
That was a winner, that was.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
So if you've got any, I don't know, don't, like...
I mean, don't go out of your way to be a bitch, but yeah, like, exactly, if you want to be a bit spicy, you may end up on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we will take the piss out of you and tell you you're a twat.
Exactly. And we've got like...
And we check everything. So like all socials, including Reddit and stuff, all the YouTube comments. Like, we see you.
Yeah.
We fucking see you.
We see you, asshole.
I mean, if you want to leave a nice
creepy
comment.
DMs that slide in every now and then.
Yeah, your creepy DMs are also highlighted in this channel.
They get screenshotted too.
Well, Gabby said, let's leave nice ones as well. That's also nice.
Yeah, but they don't make it. But they don't make it into the mean comments.
Yeah, no, they don't. They're in the nice comments section, which doesn't exist. No. but yeah, thank you for all the nice comments as well, because they're... it's nice.
Oh, we love the nice comments, but every now and then when one is so exceptionally vitriolic.
I forgot all about this one.
Oh yeah, go on. Do you want to read? Oh, should we have a couple?
Because
we've been saving these up since. Hang on, what's this one? The 20th of January, 2022. Mm-hmm. That, we've got an entire year and a half's worth of meme comments. Oh no! You go.
Oh no! I was just scrolling down and I just found one I forgot about, which I just quite funny.
Go on, far away.
Go on, then read it out.
110% feel dirty saying I have a crush on Gabby, even though she is from New Zealand. Oh, little pebbles in your mouth. LMFAO.
What?
Wait,
what is the start of that say again?
110% feel dirty saying I have a crush on Gabby, even though she is from New Zealand.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, I don't think that person had seen me yet, so I have the feeling that you're about to be disappointed. Second of all, that was in reference to how I was talking about how your teeth are kind of like little stone pebbles.
I thought they were just going mad.
No. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's our audience, it could well be, to be honest.
Yeah, sorry, mate. I understand the feeling dirty. But, like, keep it to yourself, maybe. Yeah, there's a couple of weird ones in there as well.
There are some absolute gold in there.
There's one which is... oh no, it's a bit mean. I feel bad saying the mean ones.
No, say the mean ones. They're funny.
You're not the one who wrote it. So just...
Okay, it's just really. I don't know. Really hate hearing about this Gabby person. Hopefully, she doesn't become someone we see all the time.
Signed.
Well, signed
Jacob's jackets.
Oh yeah,
there's a lot of
it's interesting because there was a bit of backlash when I joined the channel, and understandably, but I also think there's that an element of that parasocial as well, and I'm not just saying that it's this, because I understand that a few people, quite a few, probably find me quite annoying, and that's, you know, Alex. The subtle smile. But there's also that element, I think, of like someone gets into a relationship and you just decide then that that's almost something that you don't like, you know, and you see it with other content creators when they get into relationships and there's just this anger about it. The most recent one, though, is pretty good.
Oh, yeah. It's really brutal.
So,
it's gonna jump to present.
This one we've got here. Jake wants to keep the fringe long to hide his airport of a forehead.
Jesus Christ.
I just
worry that like we're going to encourage people just to, it's basically going to be like, oh, roast me, isn't it, after a while, and people are just going to take it too far.
Let them.
Okay, fine.
I think yeah,
I mean, if they get to take it too far, they get banned. Simple.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
If you're going to be an asshole and like on purpose over and over again everything to try and get a comment on in here, then we're just going to ban you, we're not going to read it. Simple as that.
But then isn't that kind of entrapment? Because then we're encouraging people to like be mean to us and then also banning them as a result of that.
We're specifically telling them not to. They're going, oh, well, I want to get my comment in a video. Thinking it'll be really funny. If they're doing like that, they're not people we want as our audience members.
Yeah, it's a bit of a roller coaster. I don't think I've ever been in a job that has caused me to be as self-conscious as this one has.
No, you God, know? No.
Like, normally you go to like
I don't know, let's say you work in Tesco and you go in and you do your job and you do what it is and then you go home and that's it. And if anyone has a mean thought, they usually keep it to themselves.
Yeah.
Everybody here just blasts you on the internet and there's nothing you can do about it.
Anonymity,
I think one of my favorite ones I've had directed at me in some of the... It's happened a few times, but it, like, does Kathy use hair dye and piercings as a substitute for a personality? And I just fucking love it.
Jesus Christ.
That's tasty.
It's so brutal.
Oh, somebody get the aloe, though.
Yeah.
Spicy.
Yeah. It's, yeah, the relationship dynamics as well are interesting, because obviously, and this has been talked about before on previous... Well... When was it when the last podcast came out?
We talked about it. If you're talking about the parasocial stuff, we talked about it in the fake podcast that we were practicing with.
Right, okay.
So I don't think it ever actually got any. Yeah, no, yeah. It was the first one. Remember, like, we did the first,
yeah.
Like...
It was ages ago.
Yeah, it was a good few months,
in
wasn't
the first
it?
Chunk that we did.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, the relationship dynamics between all of us when we're not on air are so different. Usually compared to what you see online.
Yeah, most of the time, like, we don't throw as much abuse at each other in day to day for what, as you can probably tell, it's like
far more chill.
Yeah,
more respectful.
It's because we're just people don't understand that the in a way it's still us on the videos and on the streams and whatnot, but
yeah,
you're still kind of playing I always tell people you're playing a character. It's a bit like acting. So you take your own personality and you
amplify it.
You amplify certain bits of it that you know will get people funny. So I will amplify my frustration because I know people like watching people get angry. I will amplify my well actually side because again, it creates.
Because I bottle it all up on the day and then just come out. Yeah.
And then it helps. But
I amplify my SpongeBob energy that I...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kath gets far more ditzy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is something. And I think, like, another thing, and I mean, because we all rag on Jake, and it is basically the contract you sign up to when you join WP is ragging on Jake, right? Mm.
Well, everyone's got a quota.
Yeah, it's exactly. Ragging on everyone. Everyone is...
Everyone is safe.
Everyone is open. You're all of your foibles, neuroses, everything is open to having fun poked at it. And you just have to sort of kind of smile and nod and accept it. Mm-hmm. And you've got to smile and nod and accept that people in the people who watch will not understand the limits, that we all know each other and we know what we can say will not offend.
Mm.
And you have to accept that the fact that people who don't know us are going to try and do the same thing in the comment section because they think they know us when they don't.
Yeah.
It's just a part of being online.
I think the common
denominator
here, though, is the fact that we're all connected by ragging on Jake in one way or another. That's kind of like... Mm. And so, in a way, it might be different because, obviously, like Kath and Ellis, you two will go at each other, you know, occasionally.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know, it makes for good content, but there's also that point, and you've seen this before, and also that I see it quite often as well. It's like, if I'm ragging on Jake, people just think that I'm, like, that abusive. All the time?
I think there might be some of the comments of them. I can't be bothered to go and try and find it, but I've definitely seen somewhere people have... I can't remember if it was either they accused Kath of being abusive or me of being abusive towards each other. And like, and they're like, why are they married when they argue like this? It's like, you do realise this is for...
It's a joke.
It's a joke. It's not real. Like,
because the way that I
would be together,
I get asked all the time, like, oh, what was yours and Ellis's last argument and stuff like that? We don't argue.
Yeah.
Like, I know it sounds really like, oh, me and my husband, we don't argue. But like, we don't.
Yeah.
There's a thing called communication.
Yeah,
and that's great. But it's also this really interesting. Like, I mean, can you imagine? I think people must think that, like, let's say Jake and I, the cameras are off, we're hanging out, and then I just turn around and I'm like, Jake, your penis is tiny, dude. Like, what do you think I'm doing? No.
Well, that never happens. Yeah.
You know, it's just, the dynamic of our relationship is so different to what it is on air. And it's just, it's interesting because I think there's, there's a bit of a lack of insight there in regards to that, and I understand it because we don't show it.
Yes.
You know, I can't be the caring, loving person I like to think that I am, you know, to Jake when we're on air, because then you come across as like an...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I said I like to think that I am.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you definitely
are. It's true. Like, it's, when we discussed it like a while ago, didn't we? We were saying, like, at the moment, like, obviously, you know, everything's going really well and the channel's going real, but there's very little of us in it.
Yeah.
It's the curated
versions of ourselves.
Characters that are on there.
Yeah.
And so if you actually, like, a lot of people, I get asked this a lot from, like, you know, from personal Twitch and Twitch streams and on, like, things like Instagram, Twitter, and all that sort of thing. People are like, you've got like 700 plus thousand subscribers. Like, how come all of your socials are so, like, personal socials are so small? Because obviously people expect, because they've got a big YouTube channel, they expect big. So, but you got to sort of say to them, well, yeah, we got a lot of subscribers, but we don't actually, like, that YouTube channel itself doesn't actually really have any personality, like singular personality to it, or our own literal personalities. It's a very, here is funny stuff.
Yeah.
You laugh at funny stuff. Ha ha ha. Here is more funny stuff. Laugh at funny stuff. Ha ha ha. Here's the characters.
They've been edited by design to be like as funny as
we can make
humanly
it.
Possible with the content that you put into it. So that quite often that doesn't leave a huge amount of room for actually like our like true personalities. But they are still there. They're just different, but the experience of watching a video is more like watching five or four people as a whole interact with each other in a ridiculous way, rather than just like one particular person.
And plus, like with us, obviously, like saying we all turn our bits of our personalities up, but then in the edit again, those bits tend to be highlighted on top because obviously they're the funny bits. So not only are we amping up those bits of our personality, but then they're the bits that are being highlighted over and over and over again because they're the ones that spawn off the funny conversations and the bits and the slapstick moments and the jokes and whatnot. So all you'll see is the constant cycle of our sort of our silly bits, our neuroses, our bad habits. The being a know-it-all, like Jake scuffing up, like people would think that Jake scuffs up every single English sentence he ever says because that's all you would ever see on the videos. And to an extent, you see it a lot on the streams as well. But again, that's because of the environment that we're in. As you can tell, he is actually generally quite a coherent human being.
I think that is a point because it's compartmentalized, you know, and you don't see everything about that person, you know. And also, with that in mind, when it comes to the streams and things as well, it's really difficult because it's much like I was saying, you know, mostly if you're working in a job, let's say Tesco's, I don't know why that's my go-to, but let's say that you are in that job, the people who see you on a bad day are usually your co-workers.
Yeah.
And we turn up to the streams or podcasting now like 5 days a week, if not sometimes more, if we need to do bulk recording. We're not always going to be on top form. Which means sometimes we're going to have bad days, such as, I don't know, me in the middle of concentrating on a stream, telling Jake shut up or something like that.
Subnautica.
Yeah, we have those moments where we break and it's like, shit. And you know afterwards that you put in that care and you like talk to people about it. But it's so difficult when you try and like describe that to other people, what that looks like or, you know, how you navigate that outside of just being an entertainer who's basically on all the time. You know, this is such a strange job. I love it. I absolutely love it. But no one trained me for this.
There's no handbook.
There's no preparation for doing this sort of job.
Yeah.
You just got to learn along the way and hopefully you don't make any big enough mistakes that kills it for you, you know?
Exactly. And it's the same with the podcast. You know, like this, while it's not new to us, is completely new. You know, so I think the dynamic, obviously being first episode, is going to completely shift like 10 episodes, 100 episodes in, wherever we get
exactly.
We'll get more comfortable.
One thing I think could be funny is potentially asking people if they're engaging on Reddit to start doing like at the end of the podcast, one question for the equivalent of like an agony aunt type thing. Oh yeah. And we just pick like the funniest one out that we can have a chat about before wrapping it up.
Because so if you've got any problems that we can help you solve, then just go to our Reddit. We'll add like a podcast flair there. And then just select the podcast flair and then ask some questions there. I think that's the goal of this podcast.
Yeah. Real or imaginary, I will point out
or,
as well.
Or any funny stories or anything that you think might make us laugh. Yeah. Like, just put it on there.
Yeah.
Because I think our aim is to kind of get people on the Reddit and engage with you guys on Reddit so we can have like a two-way street between this podcast and the Reddit community. Mm-hmm. We would do it on Discord, but like the problem is the posts just it's not permanent enough.
Discord's already kim busy.
it's pretty busy. So like I
also
think Reddit
it upvotes itself, so there's a self-moderating part of it. But one thing I would say is just maybe keep in mind of a somewhat lighthearted or positive question or comment, because we cannot hand out medical or mental health advice.
Nothing serious.
An
example might be like, I'm thinking of painting my wallpaper. What color should I do? Or maybe not as dull as that. But.
Or awkward social interactions that you've had.
Not as shit as that. Something.
Like I was at work and I had to take a dump at the same time as my boss. Do I maintain eye contact?
That's the sort of thing.
The Reddit is just called Worst Premade Ever. Just search for it. It should be r/worst premade ever. I think we're going to finish
remember
up this...
an hour ago when we said we were going to finish.
I know, right?
So I think we're going to finish up now. Thanks very much for listening to this first. I guess it's the 7th episode. If you want some more podcasts from like 2 years ago, go check out the podcast YouTube channel. Those aren't and will probably never be on podcasting platforms. They're from a while ago. They're to like 2-3 years ago.
That's back when I had the office in Cardiff. Pre-pandemic, wasn't it?
Cardiff, it was. Yes.
Cardiff.
And we can do it all in person. But yeah, hopefully we should be. Over the next couple months, most of us should be doing this in person once we get an office sorted out.
Fingers crossed.
Where we are now. But yeah, thanks very much for listening and watching, everyone. If you're still watching on YouTube.
If you're still watching, or you've already turned off.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, cool. We'll be back same time.
Yeah, I'll see you next Tuesday.
Excellent. That's it.
See you next Tuesday. Everyone
I win.
Clapping.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.